Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Josh Lopez. I just spoke with Erica from your department. I had gotten a free trial without realizing that it was billed full price at the end of that time. And I called in to cancel my account and told her that I would be disputing with my bank. She said if I dropped my dispute with the bank, she would take 75% off of that amount that I was billed. So I'm calling in to inform you that I did cancel that dispute with the bank, but will be reinstituting it if I don't see that 75% credit come back in within 15 days.
Okay, sir, can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Yeah, it's 44221.
44221.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get your name?
Josh Lopez.
Okay, let's look over here. Mr. Lopez, can I get you to verify your address for me?
2135 4th Court, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Do you have an address that was 2135 4th Court?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Let's see here. Cuz Colin asks about charges. Explain TC offer free product. Cuz the client said he is in dispute with the bank. Inform cuz if he called back with bank on with bank, we could refund offered 75% refund. Okay, sir, is your bank online?
I was just speaking with them, and they informed me that it is impossible for them to get on the phone with a merchant.
Okay. That's because we're a third-party center for that company. We have to have from that bank a bank representative stating that they will drop the dispute. So that way we can be able to let them know we did speak to the bank. Plus they pulled the recordings to make sure we did.
So all I know to tell you is the person I spoke with at the bank says that the bank does not, like, they're not allowed to speak with the merchant. That merchants know that. And, so if we can't get the 75% credit back, then I'll have to reinstitute that dispute.
The thing of it is, sir, and I do truly apologize. Banks do talk to us, sir. Even when you put in that dispute, they have to call us and verify if this is a disputable action, means that you didn't do this and we're just charging you outright. So the thing of it is, they have to call and verify the account. Why are you being charged and what was being purchased, as well as they have to verify that it shipped to you. So we have to give them the tracking number and verify what day it shipped out. I don't know why they told you they don't speak to merchants, because they do. The thing of it is, on our end, we're a third-party center for that company. They state that we have to take and talk to a bank representative, and for them to be the one to state that they will drop the dispute. We can't take it from the customer, because as far as we know, the customer made the dispute with the bank, and customer can come and state that they dropped it, and we tried to take and refund. What will usually happen means if that company wins the dispute, that customer doesn't get anything. It blocks it. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason why we like to make sure we verify with the bank that they're dropping the dispute. You don't have to be online. You can call them and just let them know that we really need to have that verification from mm-hmm. one of their representatives. And once okay. they call in and verify with us, we can release it. But until then, I can't really do anything because it is stating from that company that we have to, you know, talk to that representative from that institute, mm-hmm. being a credit card or from a bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll call the bank back.
Okay. And I'm going to put on the note, we'll be waiting for a call from the bank.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.